Hey guys, this is Rosie,
Jessica,
and Julia Alice,
and in today's episode of Yikes, we're gonna be talking about Netflix. Yes, you heard it right. The most iconic organization ever, which has revolutionized millennials' lives by showing them their favorite shows and movies.
So Netflix was founded in California on August 29, 1997.
Their current headquarters are still in California, but have moved to Los Gatos.
Its co-founder and its software executive is Reed Hastings.
To give you a little backstory on Hastings, his first job was at Adaptive Technology.
After a year of working in Adaptive Technology, he decided he wanted to be an entrepreneur and became the co-founder of Netflix.
Hastings' original idea was to offer online movie rentals, but as the company grew and developed, their services weren't as simple anymore. Now they have a streaming service that allows its customers to watch a wide variety of award-winning series and documentaries on thousands of devices that are connected to the internet. Now you may ask yourself if Netflix has competitors. Well, it does, as every other company ever. Some of them are Amazon and Hulu. And even though Netflix is still at the top, those competitors are quickly catching up to them and their popularity is rising really fast. And now we welcome a special guest, Alondra Hernandez.
Hi guys.
This girl right here has had the three services and she will be giving us a bit of her opinion on which one is the best.
So yeah, I've basically have all three companies for about a year now, and basically they all vary in a couple ways. There's not that many. The main one I think is prices, because Hulu is $5.99 a month and Netflix is, it starts off at $8.99 and basically only two people can watch at a time. Amazon is also $8.99.
And now, to add on to that, Netflix has gotten even more pricier. It's now $11.99 per month. So they keep raising their prices, but they don't really put out new shows and good movies. I think that's one of the things that Netflix has to improve, is their movies. It's very important, not only the shows. And if you want to find good movies, you have to go to another streaming device, like maybe Amazon or Hulu, because they don't really have good ones.
Personally speaking, Hulu, what I like about Hulu the most is that shows and movies air a day after that they are published, like on the original program, and you can't really find that in other places, because Netflix, it usually takes about a year for the shows to update.
Exactly, like a year. So you have to, So the season will start and then you can watch it. Like, I know some people that binge watched the series, and even though it aired like a few months after, you still have to wait a whole year or even sometimes even more for you to even start watching the show again. Is this even playing?
One thing I like about Netflix is that it has its own shows and movies that you can't really find in other places. They're called Netflix Originals, and they're pretty good, but some people don't like them. And the thing about it is that you can't really find them in other places, so.
Personally, I think Hulu is better, because although Netflix has more TV shows and movies, I think Hulu has better content, even though Netflix is more original.
It's quality over quantity, as it says.
Yeah.
But doesn't Amazon, like, focus more on technology, like selling them and not actually producing.
It does. It really does. The other thing with Amazon Prime, at least, that's what I have. The other thing with Amazon is that it's very difficult to know what's part of your subscription and what you have to pay for that's extra, that it's not included in the package that you're paying for. That's mainly the thing I personally don't like about Amazon. And most of the time, you can watch the movies online, yes, but like how Jessica said, most of the time they are like sent to you like through DVD and stuff.
Yeah. No, CDs. And Netflix has that too, because I remember that sometimes I'll try to watch some movies and it tells me that I have to pay an extra amount of money besides the $12 that I'm already paying for their services to watch those specific movies. So that's another con that Netflix has.
It really is.
Isn't it because it's not like fully out yet? That's why.
No, there's like some classic movies out there. Like, I know that they don't have, I think it's Mean Girls 2.
Copyright. That's why. It could be copyrighted. And they're like, oh, we probably need more money because for some
XYZ. For them to be streaming them there?
Maybe.
Because yet again, it's like the director's thing. And if the director says, oh, a certain amount of time, this could be out.
No, like they have them on Netflix. It's just you have to pay like an extra amount of money for you to be able to watch those specific movies. They
and
have
also something that I really don't like about Netflix, that sometimes shows and movies that people get really into, they take them away for instance.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, but Family Guy used to be like a huge thing on Netflix, and they actually removed the show from Netflix.
They
and
did.
There's other
and they take
that they
them
removed.
Off and they put them back on and they take them off again, like over and over.
I remember because I know that they took out How I Met Your Mother.
Because yeah. they want the hype to be like, oh, it's back. And like we can start watching it again. They're just doing it for hype, basically.
One good thing that it has gotten is that you probably all know the show Lucifer.
Yes.
It's become really famous over time.
But that show was originally on Hulu, and now after years, is that it's on Netflix.
You think that like Netflix is taking some stuff out of Hulu?
I don't think so. Also, Family Guy, it was taken out of Netflix and it was put into Hulu.
Yeah.
It's an actual fact.
I started watching it on Hulu first, and then I saw it was on Netflix, and they probably added it because it got super hyped up from the people, but it was originally on Hulu.
They're probably just transferring it from like different places because like, oh, there's a lot of people seeing it from here. Maybe they will start like, maybe mm-hmm. they're like working together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yet again.
Well, the show Lucifer, it was actually canceled by their original company that was making it. Because, you know, like, some of the shows from Netflix are from, like, HBO or ABC. Like, different companies separated and maybe Netflix buys them or, like, for the product. And Netflix fans actually got Lucifer to be back on their new and last season. So that's a good thing that they have, like, Netflix fans love Lucifer so much that they didn't even do it for HBO. They did it for Netflix. So, like, now Netflix is funding it and they're preparing the new season of Lucifer.
But honestly speaking, something that I don't like about Netflix is that, like you said, they're raising the prices and still, like, if you have, let's say, 3 TVs in your house, only 2 people could watch at a time. And that's something that's not really good, because if I'm paying $12 a month to watch TV, I think that I should be able to watch whenever I want and with how many people I want.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. So we have Netflix everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that, like, basically, like, mess up with, like, normal TV? Because now,
honestly, people have stopped paying for cable to get all 3 things, because yeah. you could pay $40 a month and actually have
cable.
All 3 streams. You could stream all three programs, which is actually pretty good, because you could watch, at least in Hulu, you could watch all the shows you're watching on TV a day after they air.
Now let me hit you up with this. So what if like Netflix now becomes like something on TV and it's like no longer on mobile or anything? Would people watch it there, or would people just move on to something else?
I think people would move on to something
yeah.
else, because
I think the good thing about Netflix is that you get to choose what you want to watch.
No, but
when you
want
to watch it. It's when you want to watch it.
If they put it on TV, it won't be available to you like at all times. You won't be able to pick
exactly
what you want to
pick. Because people have it, they have Netflix on their TVs, on their phones, on their tablets. It's everywhere. And now they have this new feature which you can download it and even watch it without having internet.
And like I said,
yeah, you download it. Yeah, you download the movies or the shows, and you can watch it whenever you want.
Planes are so entertaining now.
Yeah,
I don't have to be
bored. Watch it on a plane and everything.
Okay, so does Hulu have that feature?
I don't think so, but I'm not too sure.
You have to pay a lot for Hulu.
So the good thing about Netflix is that it has a lot of technology and features that Hulu doesn't have, but again, it is quantity over quality.
Honestly, I personally think
it's quality over quantity.
My bad. Honestly, I personally think that Netflix original movies aren't that good, and they're just hyped up because it's
But
Netflix.
Then again, that's your opinion, because you know how many people are streaming just to watch movies on Netflix. That is crazy. Just Netflix originals or Netflix original movies or even shows. But there's a lot of people, like I said, that don't like it. But then again, there's other people that do like it.
I do honestly think that it depends on how hyped Netflix is. Because honestly, I have been using Netflix for about 4 years.
Me too.
Netflix for a couple of years. I think I've been using Netflix the most, and it has changed a lot, like from the previous years to now. But it still needs to update much more.
I think they need to listen to the people. Their features are good. It's just the amount of shows that they have and movies, they're not good. They're not entertaining. The new shows that are coming out, they're not.
They just need better content. That's all they need.
Yeah, because Hulu is cheaper, but.
Hulu is the cheaper version.
Because Hulu is cheaper.
But we forgot to mention that Hulu has ads.
You're right.
The cheap version has ads. And it's not even between episodes. It's like every 20 minutes. Because I used to watch Hulu and it was so annoying. And that's kind
of because of the ads. And if you're going to be paying for
something. Without ads, I don't know how much it is, but I know it's way more expensive.
Because I get it, because we go to Netflix because we want to watch our shows whenever we want. When we go to pee, we want to stop it so we can go pee in peace. But if you're going to have ads every 20 minutes, of course, you're paying for something that's not even giving you the right amount of like.
But at a certain
point. But then again, like you said, it's quality over quantity, my bad. Wow. I keep on getting confused. And honestly, I believe that Hulu has much better shows than Netflix. But that's on my opinion.
I agree with that.
So we have come to the conclusion that we all have different opinions. But I think that we can all agree that if Hulu gets better features than Netflix, it will probably become even more famous than Netflix because of how good the content that it has
is. But can they spread it like Netflix does? Because Netflix has like Hastings. But now I'm really confused, though.
What?
I'm really confused.
That's on me. She's basically asking if Hulu could spread as much as Netflix.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it again. So we have come to a conclusion, even though we all have different opinions, that Amazon is out of the way. It's not really that important right now, even though it is getting more popularity. I think Hulu would be the best bet going against Netflix. It's just it needs better features like no ads, maybe a bigger variety of shows, even though their content is really good. And Netflix notes on it would be to get better content because their features and technology is really good.
Just upgrade shows.
I think
just
that's great.
Upgrade shows.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you in the next episode of Yikes.